Autobot Underpants. Hey everybody, welcome to another fantastic, exciting episode of Robot Underpants. This is Langley, and I am not hungover today while I'm recording the show. How about that? Great. Apparently, people are watching the show. Todd Cochran, the man behind Geek News Central, where the show turns up most of the time, said that he's getting emails about things, which means I guess people are watching. So, hey, thanks for watching. If you want to talk to me, hit me up on Twitter. My name's Langley. Obviously. So, let's get to it. Wienergate. I think last week we were still, not sure if he was doing the stuff or not. I think I said, yeah, he totally did it. That was my speculation. And, he came out and said he did it. So, he's been showing his wang around the internet and being stupid about it. I don't know. It's one of those things. People seem to forgive politicians for sex controversies more than anything else. So it might be all right. He might, Clinton getting some on the side in office. People kind of were okay with that. And I don't know. It's not really. I don't know. It's like one of those things. Like, well, yeah, that's kind of crappy to do to his wife and whatever else. And embarrassing, but if he's doing a good job, then I don't care. And I don't know, he seems to be an alright politician as far as politicians go. Maybe don't show your wang around the internet. Don't turn that off. Okay, alright, let's go on to this. This was an interesting little story out of Wired.com from a book. It's Exposing India's Blood Farmers. This is kind of disturbing. The guy goes to India and he's talking about discovering a guy who was, well, a few people who were being held captive in this little shack, and basically people were draining his blood and selling it and just like barely keeping him alive just to produce blood, which is kind of crazy. Man, people will do anything for money, I guess, and it's just crazy. For the last 3 years, the man had been held captive in a brick and tin shed just a few minutes walk from where the farmers were drinking tea. The marks on his arms weren't the telltale signs of heroin addiction. They came from where his captor, a ruthless modern-day vampire and also a local dairy farmer and respected landowner named Papu Yadav, punctured his skin with a hollow syringe. He had kept the man captive so he could drain his blood and sell it to blood banks. The man had managed to slip out when Yadav had forgotten to lock the door behind him. The emaciated man brought the officers to his prison of the last 3 years and hastily constructed shack sandwiched between Papu Yadav's concrete home and a cow shed. The brass padlock hung on the iron door's solid latch. The officers could hear the muffled sounds of humanity through the quarter inch of metal. It goes on to talk about the way this area looked. It was a medical ward fit for a horror movie. IV drips hung from makeshift poles, and patients moaned as they were recovering from delirium. Five emaciated men lying on a small woven cot could barely lift their heads and acknowledge the visitors. The sticky air inside was far from sterile. The sun beating down on the tin roof above their heads magnified the heat like a tandoor oven. Ugh. One man stared at the ceiling with glassy eyes as blood snaked through a tube and slowly drained into a plastic bag on the floor. He was too weak to protest. Jesus, this is horrible. It's an interesting, terrible article. Just what's the matter with you people? Not you people, but people. People are just, man. I guess when things are that bad, you do anything to get by. But geez, that's really bad. Speaking of really bad, this comes from the Daily Mail. Girl gets boob job voucher for her 7th birthday from surgery-addicted mother dubbed the Human Barbie. Yeah, that's you got it. She made headlines last year when she confessed to teaching her then-6-year-old daughter Poppy to pole dance. Now Sarah Burge is back in the spotlight again for all the wrong reasons. 50-year-old mother, a self-confessed plastic surgery addict known as the Human Barbie, has boasted that she gave 6,000-pound breast enlargement voucher to her daughter for her 7th birthday. Yeah, I didn't bother to read much more of this. You can read it if you want. Oh, here you go. The girl says, "I can't wait to be like Mummy with big boobs. They're pretty." Yikes. The human Barbie spent £500,000 on plastic surgery. I didn't read to see if she's allowed to use the voucher now, or she has to wait till she's 18 or older or what. But I, gosh, I hope she has to wait. That's just ridiculous. Yeah, that's really bad. Did I have something else here? I don't remember. I was going to talk about. Oh, here we go. Todd mentioned that we were getting some emails that people wanted audio versions of the show, which was a little bit baffling to me since it's mostly a video show where I show videos and photos. And so, I don't know. That said, here, let's look at some pictures. So yeah, take it. Here's 25 abbreviation fails. Speaking of fails, fail talk fail. I'm not gonna show all these because they're serious fails, and I don't know if they're PG-13 or not. But I'll show you a couple of them, and then I'll just giggle. And if you want to know what's going on in this show, you're gonna have to watch it, because making an audio version is just more work for me, and it's a video show, folks. Watch the video. Oh, did my battery die? No, I'm still there. Okay. There's this one. Yep, there's that one. And then there's wait, I can't show that one. Hang on. How about this one? And then there's this one. And let's see about this one. I suppose these are real. There's one. And finally, let's do. Oh, there's too many of these that do. Let's do one more. How about that one? All right. There's some pictures to look at on your audio version for you audio people. I don't know. Look, I used to do audio podcasts, and now I don't. So, if you want me to do audio shows, I'll go back to doing audio shows. But I'm kind of not doing that now. So. You want me to say, oh, hey, here's a picture of Zach Galifianakis without his beard. Oh, yeah, not too bad. Speaking of the beard, people who know or are familiar with San Francisco Giants, Brian Wilson, the pitcher, not the guy from the Beach Boys, was at Victoria's Secret yesterday promoting some kind of new line of clothes for teens that Victoria's Secret is doing. It's not as bad as it sounds. It's basically the Giants of the, I'm guessing the MLB and Victoria's Secret have teamed up for this, and there's all kinds of teen type clothes that have baseball slogans and crap on them. So he made an appearance. I went over there and took some photos. I'll show you a couple more of course photos here for you audio guys, and it was interesting. I didn't talk to him, but he stood there and got his picture taken with like 100 teenage girls and seemed to be all right with it. So hey, whatever. But just some more beard news, that's all. Oh, and Zach Galifianakis was talking about The Hangover 3 already, because that's what we need. I haven't seen number 2 yet, but here's what he has to say about number 3. I don't know. You never know how serious this guy is when he's talking about anything, but according to Galifianakis, the plot focuses on his character escaping from a mental institution with the help of his pals. Sure, why not? And yeah, that's gonna do it. I think that's gonna be a show. I will leave you with another picture. Here is, if any of you remember Michelle Rodriguez from Lost and Avatar and Machete, here's a photo of her walking on a nude beach. Enjoy that, you audio guys. Talk to you next time. Oh, before we go, if you want to talk to me, if you want to complain, moan about what just happened here, or anything else, you can hit me up on Twitter at Langley. Apparently, I get emails somewhere because Todd keeps saying he gets emails about the show. I never see them, so if you want to talk to me, Twitter it is. See you next time.